Welcome, everyone, to another exciting installment in the internet's only official podcast, The Official Podcast. It's your same four losers, but today we're joined by one hell of a Chad, world-renowned diss track artist iDubbbz, also known by his real name, Ian.
Yo, it's me, E-Breezy, and I'm... Can we try that again? Fuck.
We'll take it from the top. We're joined by world-renowned diss track artist Ian E-Breezy iDubbbz.
Hey guys, it's me, E-Breezy. That's it.
I guess that gets the point across. Well, Ian, you may or may not know this, but Jackson is actually a massive fan, and he has been begging to have you on for like 45 episodes now. So yeah, he's going to try and contain himself, but I thought I should let you know that he really appreciates what you do.
Is that actually true?
Not entirely inaccurate.
Oh, cool. So cute.
I don't mean to put him on blast, but just this morning he said, "I'm very excited and my girlfriend wants to say hi."
You can have her pop on, dude. I wouldn't be opposed to it.
Hey, Kira.
Wait, Jackson, consider if you want to keep your girlfriend, because
she's on the toilet.
Oh, perfect. Just go on. Get over here.
You don't need your pants to say hi. Here, come say hi.
What is it?
Hey, how's it going? It's me, Ian, aka iDubbbz.
Yeah, of course Jackson chooses the time to embarrass me the most.
Yeah, pull up your pants. Grossy, you're gross.
Thank you for that.
Now that we got that out of the way, I felt it was important to get the most uncomfortable part out of the way immediately.
Yeah.
I might get laid tonight.
Well,
I would hope you get laid tonight. She's your girlfriend.
Like, she'll be thinking of Ian, but
yeah. I think both will be thinking of Ian.
Yeah, we probably will be.
Jackson more so than Kira.
Well, that's call me Ian.
That's a good first question, Ian. Who do you think of when you have sex?
Do you have sex?
My girlfriend, typically.
Oh, that's cute.
Mm. Yeah, real nice PC response. I know.
You can tell us the real answer after the episode if you'd like.
Is it me?
Well, let's get into some actual questions. So, Ian, do you ever just take a step back and you look at yourself and say, wow, I really am untouchable on the internet? And what's that like?
Yeah, a lot of people like to use that terminology. Oh, my God, he's the YouTube god. He can't be touched.
Oops.
If you watch a lot of my old videos, I can very easily be touched. So that logic really doesn't work. I have a lot of really embarrassing old videos and... a lot of hypocritical moments, so it's very easy to find. Just a lot of people don't have the time to, you know, watch old videos because they're pretty long and in some cases boring.
So wait, before we even dive into that, Ian, if you don't mind, for people who don't know what you do, the six people out there, just could you give a rundown of your channel and all that shit?
Oh yeah, this is my favorite part of the job, explaining what my channel's about. Well, I'm a comedy channel, mainly, but if I had to explain the series, it would be one series where I open boxes, another series where I critique other content creators on the internet, and I guess the third one is I save squirrels from themselves.
The hell's that about? I haven't heard about that one.
Do you have a degree for the third
one? Oh, that's on the second channel.
I haven't seen that one yet. That's a whole new slew of content for me to go through now.
There you go.
Wow, and you call yourself
God,
a real
Jackson.
Fan.
You had that shirt.
I only have the main channel.
You had that shirt made and everything, and you think you're a real fan? He's got like a fucking Price is Right shirt where it says, "Please iDubbbz roast me." Wears it every day.
Really?
Yeah. Have you not seen it?
Well,
I sent you a
picture. No, I haven't. Wow.
There's actually a very good chance if you go like a deep dive through your email, you'll find a lot of false advertisements from Jackson. He used to go through YouTubers and try and recruit him to do things for these games that he was making at the time.
Nice.
Oh, good.
That's how we met, actually. Actually, you know, we won't go down that story because it makes Jackson uncomfortable. But did you know, Ian, that Jackson's mother has kept his first pube?
Kept.
Why are you going to put me on blast in front of my biggest
Wait, that one's
idol?
Real?
It is real.
Oh, that's fucking
his,
great.
Wait, his first pube as his first pubic hair.
Yeah. My first sole pubic hair. The first growth on my nether region was plucked from me unwillingly by my mother and then put on the fridge.
So how did that day go down? She came in and she said, hey, it
seems I was confused about what was happening downstairs. So, of course, I was, you know, exclaiming and screaming around the house as one does. I'm sure you guys all went through the same process when you got your first pube.
No.
Well, it usually doesn't come as one single pube.
It doesn't?
Yeah. No.
There's usually a little more growth around it as well.
Well, yeah, but there's still one long strand. Well,
my fucking testicles aren't like Tommy Pickles' hair or anything. There's usually more than one.
I don't know. I can kind of understand because occasionally, like, I don't have the best facial hair growth, but occasionally I get this, like, single hair that goes a little bit further than the rest, like Fu Manchu sort of. Like very long single hair. So if that's
this was different. Yeah. Well, no, this was just one long hair, like isolated, and I was really confused. And,
oh wow. Maybe that's the reason it was plucked, not because it was your first pube, but because it was an anomaly.
It's possible. It was on my it was on my testicle too, so it wasn't like you know above the above the actual penis area.
Is it still on your fridge?
Well, geez, this was going back at least 5 years ago, so I can't keep track of these pubes anymore. All I know...
Call her.
It's 5 a.m. She wouldn't appreciate that. But, yeah, basically she put it on the fridge on a piece of paper. She sticky taped it to the fridge, and she was very proud of it. Showed everyone that came by my first pube.
That's so sweet. You have a great mom.
It's a long drive from she's showing them like an A on a book report.
Yeah.
Well, different families value
is that just
different
the thing
things.
In Australia.
Yeah, it's pretty much what everyone does.
Not
I'm sure
my
if you
first
guys
tooth, my first pube.
It's just something you never forget.
Yeah, I don't know. I think my first pube probably ended up shaving it off with the rest, thinking I would somehow get pussy sometime during high school or middle school.
Middle school, hey?
I used to have that. Yeah, I used to have that thought in middle school, too. Every time I went to the mall, I made sure to spray my dick with deodorant.
Yeah.
Like,
like maybe I'll get some sort of spontaneous blowjob from an employee.
It was usually just me and some man friends, but I always did it as just a safety precaution.
Right. You never knew.
You never want to drop your pants and just hit them with, like, some ball of filth. I at least wanted it to smell nice.
Yeah.
Except it was Axe, so it still smelled like a ball of filth anyway.
Yeah.
Oh, ouch! Oh, I'm sorry, Ian. I just pulled a muscle from moving so much, and I don't even have to worry about losing my watch in all of the movement. Movement watches.
They're strapped to your wrist.
That's right. The company started by two broke college kids that wanted to wear stylish watches but couldn't afford it, understood that movement is the number one enemy of the watch.
Was that such a horror story?
Deep in a secret lab under Area 51.
Two defected North Korean nuclear scientists developed the movement watches.
What? All jokes aside, movement watches was started by two broke college kids that wear stylish watches. They were people.
They were people.
Well, they were people, but now they're... but now they're business moguls.
They stepped into the Danny Phantom machine.
They were people, but now they're business monsters.
They're street sharks.
Because they're ghosts. Because like us, they know that building your own business from the ground up can be trying and tribulating and titillating and have all sorts of difficulties with it. But the one thing they never compromised was good quality at a great price. Movement watches start at $95, folks. At a department store, though, you'd be paying probably... I don't know, $400, $500
fucking dollars.
These
are deluxe, high-quality watches that, you know, you see in the movies and all that kind of shit. If you're watching House of Cards, maybe you see it on, you know, Kevin Spacey's wrist. It's a nice quality watch, but you don't have $500 because who the fuck does? So instead of going to the mall and getting, you know, just scammed by some sleazy Bob Odenkirk-looking guy, you go to mvmt.com/official and you get the same quality of watches, except they look better, they have a clean, nice design, and they're cheaper because they start at about like $90. So if you need a nice watch, something that looks luxurious and, you know, grown up and mature, women love it. If you don't, if even if you might think that's not my style, You can get that sort of stuff for your dad, your brother, you know, they have women's models as well. Christmas is coming up. They have sunglasses and all that stuff too if you want to make your snowman look real dope. MVMT.com/official. Go there. It's free shipping and free return. So even if you don't like it, which I think you will because they look nice, they have a lot of different models. You'll probably spend a lot of time looking at all the models, trying to decide which one you want for yourself or your friends and family. So it's a nice, cheap watch.
But you also get 15% off as well with that offer as well.
15% with free shipping and returns. So even if in some parallel dimension, you're a fucking hedonistic asshole and don't like these amazing watches, you can return it for free.
I love them.
Jackson, ask me what time it is.
What's the time, Andrew?
Oh, you would know if you were wearing a nice movement watch.
I am.
Jesus. Exactly. I am too. That's why we know what time it is.
It's time to go to MVMT.com/official.
Thanks.
Well, to segue into an actual topic that I would like to talk about with our big celebrity guest today. Ian, is there any content you've made recently that you kind of regret making? Maybe it caused too much drama, or perhaps you didn't really want to go down that route. Just anything you kind of regret?
Let me go on my channel. Let me look through the videos. I'll give you a more thorough breakdown.
Live analysis.
The first thing I'm thinking of is I had this series called What's in the Box. Lasted all of 2 episodes.
I love that.
Thanks, dude. Thanks.
What happened?
It was just sort of a series I just wasn't ready to start. I wanted there to be like a bit more of a narrative to it.
Right.
And I just got really lazy. I had a lot of fun like setting things up and like whatever, but I didn't spend any time on like what I thought I wanted to do, which was kind of write a progression, a bit of a like you know, like a proper story.
Yeah, it seemed like a pretty large step up to what is currently on your channel, so I could imagine the workload would have increased significantly with it.
Yeah, plus it's a massive step up from going to I'm speaking my mind on videos and I'm doing all of, you know, maybe 30-second to a minute long skits that don't require a lot of like acting chops to like doing a video series that was going to be probably around 10 minutes an episode and do like a lot of weird acting and, you know, not come across extremely cringy and gay. So I just had to like say, you know what? I'm not ready for this.
So do you regret doing it though? I don't know if,
yeah, I mean, I regret doing it just because I like to think something through entirely before I do it. So I mean, it's not a massive regret, but it is a regret. I would have preferred to save it for another time.
Is that something you could find yourself going back to in the future when you feel you're ready? Do you think it could have been more rewarding to put in that kind of time and effort to change it up?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I even had the idea, like, for the series, there's, like, I think the most painful thing, and you guys might be able to relate in some way, is when someone critiques your work and it's true.
Right.
Like, it's never a bad thing if it's like, you know, someone's
just confirming what you know deep inside.
Yeah, exactly. So it's like, if you ever want to make someone feel bad online, make sure what you're saying is true and you'll pain them every time. But yeah, I think that was it mainly. I'd read the comments. I'd be like, yeah, I'm just like, this really isn't for me. So
I can't wait to see the comments on this one where they take that advice and really get into us real hard.
Ian, that's a good segue into what my first question was. So you get a lot of backlash on stuff and a lot of videos that are calling you out or maybe even doing what you do to others, to yourself. Has anyone ever really like gotten you? Have you seen any of those and you're like, wow, they're fucking right. They nailed me. They got me.
Gosh.
Are you hurt?
Am I currently hurt?
Do you need me to help you?
I don't know. I'm trying to think of a good one.
What the fuck, Jackson? Did you just hit a small bong? What the fuck are you doing? Oh my god! Oh. Jackson, what the fuck are you doing? We paid iDubbbz $1,000 to be on this fucking podcast, and you're going to embarrass us like this.
Stop. Ow. I had to breathe through my nose. I had a mouthful of water.
Yes, like a normal human.
Anyway.
Yo, I know that $1,000 was sarcasm, but I'm sure there's some people in your audience that probably think that's true. So let me correct you.
Oh, thank you.
It was $10,000 they paid me.
Well, you didn't think so. We were going to offer you like a coupon to IHOP, but you kept negotiating and you really went into this.
He's good at it. He knows what he's worth. I'll give him that.
So if any of you out there would like to hire iDubbbz that happens to have $10,000, there's a good chance you might be able to get him on your less than official podcast.
Mm-hmm. But to answer the question, I do not think so.
All right. Good enough.
Yeah.
I don't think it has ever happened. I think, actually, I will say this. I think there have been, like, a couple of very small channels that I will happen upon, you know, YouTubing my name or Googling my name, and I'll come across, like, a video with all of, you know, 20 views and be like, oh, this guy has some points, you know. I am a bit of a loser and a faggot. He's right. I do take a long time, you know, posting videos. Like, aside from that, really nothing too much.
Well, wait, you do, like, 2 videos a month, right?
You know, roughly. I try to do like 1 video a week, but it's closer to 2 videos a month. So now closer to 1 video a month, actually.
So the internet's so streamlined and 5-second memory that taking a week to post a video is a long time.
Yeah,
God,
pretty much.
Fuck that. I would hate for that to actually be out. I don't know. Fuck that.
Yeah. I mean, it sort of reflects in the view count, though. If you want, I think if you do, if it shows how long you took to make a video, then I think people are really forgiving.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, if it takes a long time and like, you'll get comments that say, oh, I waited 2 months for this shit. I remember that happened with, like, one of the, I think the last What's in the Box episode I did is that. I took like 2 months to do it because I was so dreading doing another one that I did it. It was kind of half-assed and like you could fucking tell. So, yeah, I think it's that sort of thing. Hey, you guys, I'm getting a phone call. You guys want to hear me do a prank call? I mean, a prank answering?
Sure.
Live on the official podcast.
Go for it.
All
right, here we go. Hola. Hola. Okay, they've gone silent.
Fucking nailed him!
Fucking got him.
Cop.
Good old Spanish hello prank, a classic.
Couldn't hang.
It wouldn't have any fucking idea. Did I call Mexico? Oh god,
Jackson, we got to clickbait this one real hard. iDubbbz prank call gone sexual, and we need at least three.
Make the thumbnail iDubbbz, but photoshopped with huge titties and holding like a 1980s cell phone.
Circle the
Make
cell
a
phone.
Reenactment. Make a reenactment of the person calling. Like, oh shit, it's a cartel.
Make him have a whole inner monologue like, oh god, did I just call Mexico? The charges will be outrageous.
This could be our
Even
biggest
worse.
One yet.
There it is.
So who was it, Ian?
Oh, well, I get a caller ID that says, I named the first like scam caller that I got on my new phone, scam parentheses likely. Likely a scam, because I wasn't sure if it was a scam the first time. Mm. And now every time I get a call from an unrecognized number, it labels it as scam likely. So
that sounds like a detective name.
Does it?
Well, think
scam
would
likely.
Would you read a 1950s comic about a detective named Scam Likely?
I wouldn't do business with them if you gave me his card and it said scam likely.
Maybe you can work with us. I'm Scam Likely. And this is my brother. Cheat him for sure.
I am my cousin. Rape, maybe.
The ultimate duo.
Over there is my esteemed sister. Murder possible.
Oh, God.
So scam calls. Have any of you guys ever gotten those calls where they're like, try to say that they're Windows and you have a virus on your computer?
I mean, yeah
absolutely. They're all from India.
They're India and you say like hello and they just keep saying your computer has a virus until you like actually start working with them. You could say who is this or why are you calling or
they get mad too.
Yeah.
they're so easily triggered. I think I was doing the Mexican routine on one of them a couple days ago.
Classic.
And He almost immediately recognized that I, you know, am not a small Mexican woman and just started saying, fuck you, fuck you, fuck
Maybe
you.
Maybe he just doesn't like Mexicans.
And I was like, shit.
Yeah, he might just be racist.
Yeah, it could be.
That just reminded me. I got a call like a year ago from somebody who claimed that he ran over my mother and that she was at the hospital and I needed to go meet him on a playground to give him like ransom money or some weird
wow,
shit.
What the fuck?
It was the weirdest call I'd ever gotten. It was somebody in my area too. And it, for some reason, it didn't click with me that it was a prank call. Maybe it's because it was early in the morning, but I started playing along. I was like, oh my God, how much do you need? Is she okay? Can I talk to her? It's the most embarrassed I've ever been after the fact. Because he just kept...
That's fucking baffling,
He kept making
though.
It up. He just kept upping it. Like, it was some type of, you know, fucking Fast and Furious plot line, but I was still going along full-heartedly believing that this was 100% real.
So wait, he said, I hit your mother, now you owe me money.
Yeah, it was some weird shit like that. I don't remember all the details. I didn't...
You have to keep in mind how big of a hypochondriac Charlie
That's
is.
That's true.
For real. You could tell him your mom slipped on a banana peel. She has cancer.
Someone could have called Charlie and gone, Charlie, your mother, and he'd cut him off with, how much do you need?
Quick, what can I do to help
Give
her?
Give me my checkbook. Oh. I got one of those Indian Frank computer phone calls, and I was just like, fucking, I was like, yeah, okay, yep, you're right, I have a virus. Oh, yeah, you can remote in now. And then at one point, I just got bored of it, and he said, you know, you need to do this. And I went, oh, I don't have a computer. And he went, yes, you do. And it has a virus.
He's planted it.
I was baffled because he called me like three fucking times. And the third time I was like, I don't have a computer. And he just kept insisting, you do. This is Windows Microsoft and your computer has a virus. Yes, you do. It was bizarre.
Well, he's the expert, Andrew. What do you know?
What if it really was Windows Microsoft calling to warn me?
Do you think you'd ever be able to scam a scammer? Like if they call you and you somehow come out on top by scamming them?
I mean, of course, there's a whole website dedicated to that Nigerian scam. You guys don't remember that?
What's that? What?
Nigerian prince.
Remember the very, the old school Nigerian prince scam, and people set up a website where they would string them along and even try to scam them out of money. They would say things like, yeah, I can wire you the money that you require, dear prince, but first you need to send me $10,000. And those idiots...
Wow, that's not very good scammers, Jesus. That's really embarrassing for them.
If you're watching this, Nigerian prince scammers, that's just embarrassing. You got to do better.
Just think of the thousands.
There was a whole series. They did a, I don't know which TV show or what crew this was, but they did a segment where they also invited those guys to the United States to, you know, hey, I'm totally, yeah, I'm in. I'm going to pay for your prince. Let's meet. And I'll give you all the money I have. And then they met at like a hotel room and filmed these guys and embarrassed them and all that, rather than what I would have done, which is beat the shit out of them because they don't have any legal recourse. What are they gonna do? They run to the police? Oh, no, we're trying to scam somebody and they beat us up.
Little do you
well,
know.
I don't know how it works in Turkey, but you can run to the police if you're getting assaulted.
Yeah, not if you can't run, buddy.
Jesus oh, Christ.
The age-old loophole.
Little do you know, Kaya, he was an actual Nigerian prince.
Now you can never go to Nigeria
again. He dressed like a scammer to make you feel humble and was gracious.
I really like that. The
starts a war with the great nation of Nigeria. And they're two warriors.
If it is factual, then there's thousands of Nigerian princes. Just all of them desperate to get their money that they can't access. What the fuck is going on with the banks of Nigeria?
Zika will wipe them out. It's fine.
Yeah. It is a good idea, though, in general, just being proactive against, like, scam callers. There's very few ways of doing it, and I think that seems like the one way of doing it is turning it into entertainment. Uh-huh. There's this one YouTube channel called Hoax Hotel, and that's what he's built his entire channel on, is just, like, wasting their time. It's pretty cathartic, and it feels good knowing that...
Their time's being wasted.
Yeah, there's at least, you know, one grandma out there who isn't getting bamboozled currently.
Jesus, we better do that then.
I mean, I think that's a noble cause.
We're never going to run out of them either. I always hear this argument, or at least I used to back in the day when those Nigerian scams were really big, is, you know, oh, it's always these poor old people getting fucked over because they don't know how the internet works. You know, they don't really, some of them are senile. And, you know, at some point this whole scam business, it has to die down because... You know, the old people are going to die and you're not going to be able to scam the young folks. They know how the internet works. They play Minecraft. They're savvy. Yeah. And then, of course, somebody like Elon Musk comes along and proves them all wrong. I think people are plenty just ready to get scammed out of their money, no matter what generation it is. I don't think this is ever going to stop. So.
Wait. I might be behind on the joke. What's the Elon Musk joke?
You said the joke in your own sentence.
Excellent.
All right. Do you like Elon Musk?
Well, I think this is one of those 1-2s that you're doing. The whole let's have a very outlandish statement and just see if the guest is a fan of the person we made an outlandish statement about.
Well, it's
I like how it's an outlandish statement. This man who takes money from everybody and doesn't fulfill a single promise. I had a tweet today.
Ran a Kickstarter? If there's something I'm unaware about, I'm perfectly good to get educated.
Elon Musk is basically a human Kickstarter scam. He gets all the money and the adulation that he hasn't earned with far-fetched promises he's never going to fulfill.
But what are the promises?
A free YouTube. More ads on YouTube. That's the biggest one.
When did he say that?
he never said that. I wish he did, though.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, flying people from town to town with rockets is one. The Hyperloop is another one.
Does he...
Restoring power to the entirety of Puerto Rico is another one.
Does he take money from actual people or investors?
Investors. But investors, he also gets grants from the government, which means taxpayer money. So yes, in a way, he does take your money.
Mine?
Who's your favorite billionaire, Ian?
A favorite billionaire? Oh, the Gates, man.
Oh, I love Bill Gates. Oh, he's such a little dweeb.
Classic.
He's so great.
He's also nice.
You see his parkour from his early days?
What a weak
pick. It's great.
Why a weak pick?
Well, I mean, it's kind of hard. Like, Bill Gates and the Gates Foundation saving a bunch of African lives are like, you know, space rockets that...
Oh, so they're supporting scammers.
Yeah.
Exactly.
That's how Bill Gates got so rich. He runs a ring of Nigerian princes.
He took every single prince up on their offer during the 80s.
And he said, you need to call these people and tell them that their Microsoft Windows has a virus. We'll make billions.
Okay, so let's go back to the Elon Musk thing for a moment.
Oh, God.
Because I'm interested. You've got him hooked. Because...
Gladly.
So I've watched like probably a fair bit of Thunderfoot videos saying how fucking retarded the Hyperloop is.
Thunderfoot. I mean, yeah, he kinda.
Yeah.
That man, he got driven to insanity. He's one of those like people who now's channel. I think it has like upwards of 30 videos just about the Hyperloop.
Yeah, exactly. But like I think there's a fair bit of like logic behind like, yeah, we should be skeptical of just a guy who's saying, yeah, we could build tunnels and that's going to change the way we live or whatever. But I think there's a fair amount of that you have to do to get the public and to get funding to do these crazy ideas that could actually change something.
I agree with you. I just don't like this cultist behavior and how these people are usually the ones who are all high and mighty and smug. You know, it's old people getting scammed. Oh, can you believe all the people who followed what's that televangelist's name with the church?
Joel Osteen.
Can you believe all these losers? Oh man, they go to his church, they pay their tithes and whatever.
Right.
They think he's a prophet.
And they do the same
Meanwhile,
thing.
Meanwhile, you
Musk.
Think. Exactly. Like
yeah.
For Musk. For
yeah,
other
I mean,
people
it's.
Like
yeah,
that.
It's
yeah,
sort
you
of
think
Rick
he's
going to
give
argument.
You.
You know what I mean?
Exactly. God, thank you. Yeah, no, I know exactly what you goddamn mean.
Yeah. Yeah, that's. Yeah, I understand that. That's more of a. More of a big picture argument for like just society, and I guess your problem is, I guess, less with Musk and more with society being.
Stop the worship of these cult like figures, these cult leaders. Where you know, the one that I hate the most about Musk is his genius argument. Mm-hmm. Like all of us, mankind, us benighted, pathetic cavemen, we were just. You know, crawling on the surface of the globe like a bunch of cockroaches. And then Musk came along. Yeah, and he fixed what was wrong with the world, which is, you know, his name wasn't in the news one day.
Mm-hmm.
I just thought, like, somebody tweeted angrily at me saying, oh, well, he made electric cars. Do you think he invented them, you dumb motherfucker? What do you think other people are actually doing? When Elon Musk makes a promise, do you think he's the first person to ever consider that idea? Do you think NASA never thought about making cheaper rockets or using it for travel commercially?
Yeah.
What do you think? He's the mastermind.
Did he not make a breakthrough in that regard, though?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, and it's one of those things where it's like he would never himself make the claim, I invented the electric car.
He wouldn't. But right. Apparently, that's the impression
Elon Musk is actually it's just like me or anyone else. It's like, you know, if one of my fans says, you know, Jake Paul isn't talented, he can't do anything, it's zero effort content he's putting out, that would never be an argument that I make. But I see it all the time in my comments and shit, saying that like so and so has zero effort content. It's like, well, you're just fucking stupid if you're trying to actually make that claim. Like, I would never make that argument. But Elon Musk's fans would, of course, say a lot of dumb shit most of the time.
It's something I'm getting all of the credits, you know. It's like Elon Musk is actually leaning over a table doing all the math for these electric cars. He didn't invent the electric car, you assholes. Like, that existed. You don't think anybody before Musk thought, hey, maybe we should use something other than gas.
Actually, no, because the oil industries lobby against the automotive makers to make it so they don't make electric cars.
That's a different argument. That's not the point. My point is, do you think nobody else before him ever considered using anything other than gas?
Yeah. Yeah, and in general, it's just an argument against the Rick and Morty fans.
Yeah. That's what it all you need to have too. A high IQ to appreciate Elon Musk.
Oh, yeah, I definitely do.
That's another thing about Elon Musk is he just makes people feel smart. Like, if you just listen to one of his talks, it's like, yes, I know who this guy is, and I also want electric vehicles and rockets.
You mean the ones where his fans crush one another and trample over one another to have him sign their waifu pillows?
Yeah, pretty
much. I would love to be that man. Oh, my God.
Elon Musk, if you're watching, again, please sign our waifu pillows.
The one with the pillow or Elon Musk?
Either one, actually. It's probably better than what I am now.
Who, Elon?
Well, I could either be Elon or a man with a pillow signed by Elon. It's either way I win.
That's true. You come out on top regardless.
Exactly. What if Elon had a pillow that he signed himself?
What if Elon had a pillow of himself?
What if Elon's mom trimmed off one of his pubes when he's just a lad?
Hey.
I mean, she could sell that on eBay.
That's what calls us genius.
There, Ian, you know there's one Rick and Morty fan who would buy that and mix it into Szechuan sauce.
Do you think I could still do that?
It's not too late. Ian, trim some of your pubic hair for Jackson.
Yeah. Mail it to us.
We'll do.
You touched on old videos in the past, and I wanted to know, when you first created your channel, it was very different than what it is today. So what did you imagine would be your career on YouTube? What kind of channel were you going for in the beginning?
Career.
All right, so I watched a lot of old school gamer channels back in the day. One of them was Chugga Conroy. One of them was the Angry Video Game Nerd.
Good choice.
Elon Musk. A few others. Yeah, Elon Musk in his formative years. And then I said, I could do that. That's great. It's you play video games and just talk. I love talking. I love playing video games. So just like everyone else's dream, I just planned on playing video games to earn money.
How noble.
How did that go for you?
Didn't go too well. I don't know. The overgrowth.
When did you start gaining traction? The overgrowth.
Yeah, I'd say overgrowth because it was a cool indie game that no one really knew about. And
so you created Overwatch. You made it popular.
Yeah, exactly.
It's finally released now.
Yeah,
it came out a couple weeks ago. The problem is it's good. It's just there's nothing there.
Yeah. Well, attention put in the wrong places.
The problem is it's good 7 years ago.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Yeah,
I think
that's a really good way of putting it, actually.
Yeah.
So when did you decide to take the 180 and change up what kind of content you were producing and what made you...
Well, it's kind of the same.
I mean, he doesn't really talk about overgrowth all
that
much.
Minecraft, Minecraft is the same as going after YouTubers. It's the same thing.
Pretty much. They're like one-to-one.
What's that? What's one-to-one?
No. Doing Minecraft videos and going off to YouTubers.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's the same exact thing.
Yeah, I don't know. You can make the correlations. It would be that would be a funny analysis, is comparing and contrasting.
Oh, we've got, before you answer this, we've got to bring back, actually, I'll do it later, don't worry. You go. Right.
yeah, so, it starts off like this, it's sort of a natural progression. It's like I started doing, like, games where I didn't have to show my face and it wasn't very important. Oh, who would have guessed that it's very hard to grow your channel that way because you're not showing, you know, really your personality or anything. I mean, you can show some of your personality through your voice, but... Then I was like, let me be PewDiePie. Let me record my face playing Amnesia. And that's how I got a little bit more comfortable showing my face. And then it was like, let me just make a fucking video with nothing but my face. So I did some of that. And then eventually it led to Kickstarter crap videos. And now it's what you have today.
Sounds like a really organically common path. That people go down.
I think it's kind of similar for a lot of people. Obviously, right. Usually doesn't end up in this sort of shit.
We
what are your ideas for the future? What are you? Are you going to diversify your content?
Or yeah, absolutely.
Circle back to gameplays, Minecraft.
Yeah, well, I want to bring back the gaming channel to a much lesser extent because I really like. Playing game, like when I'm not recording videos, I'm just playing games. So, I think it drains your life and your fucking soul. I think to be playing games and recording them every day, I think that's just it can make you hate games. Yeah. mm-hmm. So I think if I were to bring it back, it would be very like controlled, almost like a once every couple months sort of video, and it would be. You know, a little bit more work put into it because I think that's just a better thing to be doing.
Yeah, kind of like a montage. You know,
we
used to have this massively popular Twitch. Mm-hmm. Still, we still do, I guess. But, you know, it was kind of draining and we just stopped producing content for it, even though people are just begging for more.
Mm-hmm. Biggest on the side.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So, Ian, you touched a bit on like those old school kind of gaming channels that went off on their own tangents or paths or whatever. We talked about this in our hangouts with a bunch of different randoms, but are there any channels that you remember that have really fallen off that just make you sad to see how far they've gone down?
Every gaming channel, basically. Every single gaming channel.
Yeah,
it's mind-blowing.
I more mean like those train wreck ones. Like one that we looked into is, do you remember Only Use Me Blade?
Oh, man.
I only know him through Keemstar, I think.
That's fine. He did like Call of Duty back when that was thing, whatever. He, oh man, if you want a sad story, check out his channel now. It's rough.
He was on stream fingering his asshole for $20 donations, and he gets drunk on stream all the time and falls over while listening to Smash Mouth as All-Star.
Not even like fun drunk, like unhealthy, there's a problem here type drunk.
Yeah, it's really sad.
Yeah.
What was the one, Charlie, that you found that was like a talk show that used to be the biggest shit, but now it has like 100 views a video?
What the Buck Show.
That one.
Oh yeah, What the Buck.
Yeah, that also died as well. But man, Only Use Me Blade is truly a sad tale. If you're watching this from your Alcohol Anonymous meeting, please know that we're on your side.
The last we saw of him, he was getting accused of rape on Twitter. So.
That too. Yeah. He just posts tweets of close-up pictures of his face with a bunch of bruises on him. And he's like, yeah, I just got in a fight. No big deal.
It's so sad. I used to watch his shit when I played Call of Duty way back in 2009, 2010.
Yeah.
I did a deep dive of his videos too for nostalgia's sake, and he had one about how to be a YouTube celebrity that had not aged well.
Oh, yeah. Man.
Before we continue, I think it's important we talk about protein. A lot of people out there are not getting their fair share of protein. Their doctor recommended grams of protein per body fat molecules, and I think they could solve that by simply having some Omaha steaks. What do you boys think?
I fucking love Omaha steaks.
They are delicious.
Now that I'm done shouting, I actually did open my box of Omaha steaks and ate it, and I enjoyed everything that I consumed.
That's lots of protein, man. So Omaha steaks, Charlie, you couldn't even believe the steak you got. You had to call all of your friends and family. You called over G. Tell me, how did it taste?
Well, G fired that bad boy up, and it's more simple than I could have ever imagined, let me tell you. G had that bad boy done in 15 minutes flat, and it was a fantastic steak. We're talking steakhouse quality steak, protein out the asshole. It was fantastically well done. G put a nice little topping on it.
G is one of Charlie's friends.
Yeah, G is a friend of mine. I've talked about him before.
Yeah, allegedly.
Yeah, he really topped that bad boy off with some great garnish.
I shared mine with a friend in Sarasota. We whipped up some of the sirloins and some of the boneless chicken breasts, and boy, tasty, tasty.
Yum,
stuff.
Yum, yum, yum.
How would you describe it with sounds?
At first, I gave it a mmm, but after I ate it, I gave it a mm-hmm. Something about that.
Yeah, it sounds about right. Yeah. It's on the back of the box. You'll go mmm. And then you'll go, mm-hmm.
So for only $49.99, you can get me specifically, Jackson's Family Gift Pack when you go to omahasteaks.com and enter my code official in the search bar. Charlie, how much is that? What kind of percentage are we talking about there?
What did you say? What fat percentage?
What kind of percentage are we talking about?
We could look at the nutrition label and read the fat percentage, but I think they want to know the price percentage, Charlie.
Andrew, what kind of percentage are we getting off?
That's a whopping 75% off.
Oh, that's delicious.
That's a lot of fucking
you go.
Dollars off.
Mm-hmm. Before you even get your steaks. So right now, Omaha Steaks is giving an exclusive savings just to my listeners. Listen to everything that you'll get. I'm just imagining they have to prove that they're fans of me specifically to get their steaks. Just for Jackson fans. Listen to everything that you will get for less than $50. All right, let's take this in turns. Go in Jack order. All right, so you get two filet mignons.
Two top sirloins.
Two boneless pork chops.
Four boneless chicken breasts.
Four kielbasa sausages.
Four burgers.
Four potato au gratins.
Four caramel apple tartlets.
One Omaha steak seasoning packet.
Plus, get four additional kielbasa sausages free.
Go to omahasteaks.com, enter my code official in the search bar, and you'll get that 75% off.
I search for what, sorry?
omahasteaks.com/ Mm-hmm. Wait, no, it's just omahasteaks.com, and then you enter in official into the search bar.
Okay. Official in the search bar, it's always what we're all looking for, something official.
Go get your steaks and enjoy it on us, on me specifically.
Yeah, go eat them. They're real good.
Oh, boy. Oh my gosh. I just because we're on the topic, I decided to look up Shoe Nice to see what he's doing.
Oh, Shoe Nice.
Who's Shoe Nice? That sounds familiar.
The guy that eats everything.
Yeah.
Oh, right.
It looks like he's actually posting again, and he's having someone else make his thumbnails based on all these thumbnails.
Oh, my God. This fucking guy. Yeah. He was huge for a while.
Yeah.
He does not get enough views to subject himself to that kind of, like, health issues.
He's a disgusting piece of shit. Like, he...
Well, is he a bad person as well? Or what?
Oh, yeah. He's just... because I mentioned his name in this fucking thing and called him a piece of shit, he'll probably have some shit to say on Twitter. He's just, like, he'll reach out to everyone and, like... try to like fucking suckle off their tit, and it's just really like he'll just be in downtown Denver or something, and he'll try to make believe like someone's recognizing him in public while he's doing a eating 50 tampons challenge. It's fucking stupid.
Wow, you know, I thought you were bullshitting, but one of his videos eating spicy tampons.
Yeah.
Well, he eats them like potato chips, if I remember right. He just fucking shovels them.
You might want to watch what you say, Ian, because this man has a video that's calling out Joe Rogan, one of the biggest names in the podcast business, saying he calls him out, and it has a whopping 4,000 views, so you might want to slow your roll.
Oh, shit. Watch out, Joe Rogan.
Yeah, really.
Nice. His content cop is dropping.
Yeah. I'm looking at this Hellboy Slams Coffee Grounds. I'm very happy because he's basically, for the horns, he's got two oversized Reese's peanut butter cups glued to the top of his head.
Oh my god.
Move over, Ron Perlman. God. We've got a new all-star.
That would actually be a very funny video. Or a remake, I should say, of Hellboy.
How much does he make on Patreon?
Fucking nothing. He's also done scams as well, and I think he tries to flip it as if he's being scammed sort of thing. Kind of like the Kevin Spacey, you're a pedophile, no, I'm actually gay sort of thing.
Yeah.
Bulletproof.
Love it.
Now, that's kind of something interesting since that's a topical subject. Since you've...
Well, are you a pedophile?
Yeah, I guess that's a good question. Are you a pedophile, Ian?
Yes.
You've heard it here first on the official podcast. Please click
wait. Nonsense. No, you're just gay.
Yeah, I'll do an updated version of it, I guess.
Well, I was just going to go on the subject of drama. Since you've obviously had your ear to the ground for some controversies, is there anything that you think is just the dumbest bit of drama or perhaps something more serious than most people thought it was? Oh. That's a poorly phrased question. In fact, that was a really, really badly phrased question.
I thought it was perfectly fine. It gave me some, I don't know. So some of the drama that I think is dumb is the fabricated drama. I don't like that because it's like, it's totally like you're getting the benefit for doing the burning bridges sort of thing, but you're not burning any bridges. You're just fucking... You know, Logan Paul and the rest of them, it's just all a bunch of fake shit. And it's really kind of irritating because it's like, you know, I guess it plays to children who can't recognize the difference. And I guess since that's pretty much the sole demographic on YouTube, it's just win, win, win. Mm-hmm.
You say that, but I think that's sort of a coping mechanism that YouTubers use is, you know, anything they don't like or anything embarrassing about their viewer bases. Oh, that's just the kids that believe that. No, man, it's like grown-ass people who are probably older than us who still fall for that sort of shit.
I disagree. I mean, I think that is a coping mechanism for very particular arguments. I think for the argument of, like, actually believing, like, because you actually need to have some life experience to be able to recognize when something is or could be considered a joke. And, like, I'm trying to think of some good examples. It happens a lot in vlogs where... someone will just outright lie or say some fake sarcastic shit. So like, you know, to you and me, you know, if I say like, if I go into a store and I walk out of the store and my, you know, car's not in the spot that I parked it and I say, fuck, the car's gone. Someone stole the car. You know, to you and me and an adult, it would be very obvious that that didn't happen. I just moved the fucking car for the sake of the vlog. But kids aren't going to know that.
Hashtag, I don't where know, is the man. Car?
You say that, but we all saw the footage of McDonald's and the Rick and Morty fans. Just, those people exist.
Yeah, I mean, they certainly exist. I do think they are a small piece of the pie, though.
I mean, like I said, everything ties back to Rick and Morty fans. It's all connected.
I'm sorry, it's just the...
It's really sad the go-to. For the writers of Rick and Morty for it to be turned into such a...
They're asking
insult.
For it. I mean, what can
they're
you
not
do,
asking
though?
Asking for it.
I don't
they're
think anyone
not.
Wanted that.
That's such a fucking casualty. Like,
no, they are asking for it. When you make, like, 20 God Isn't Real jokes and, like, 20 burp clips in an episode, you're kind of asking for that sort of treatment.
I don't see the correlation.
I also don't see the correlation. Burping is good comedy.
I'm going to chime in and say I don't see the correlation.
I'll be fair, Dan Harmon at the very least, he's trying his best to alienate everybody, but he's just failing at it somehow.
Yeah, that's a really funny thing to follow, actually.
Have you been keeping up with the Dan Harmon Twitter rants at all, Ian?
No, I mean, I got an early taste of it, I think, because one of my... I think... He had followed me at some point and I think promptly unfollowed, but there was some sort of like just a fucking dumb fan of mine or someone else's that like talked to him and he had like a back and forth with him. I'm like, why are you talking to this child and
Dan Harmon was talking to the kid.
Yeah. Why are you having a back and forth with someone who just said, lol, you're gay, Dan Harmon? It's like. I don't understand why you think this is a...
I mean, that cuts deep.
It's worse than that today is you could say, lol, I like you, Dan Harmon, and he will still call you an asshole for no reason.
Yeah, when the Szechuan sauce controversy went up and really took the limelight, Dan Harmon was on Twitter attacking each and every person that was talking to him. Whether it was good or bad, he was just right on their ass.
So do you think maybe when someone on Twitter says Dan, he just gets a cold sweat? He's like, come on, come on.
He signs in.
His Harmon senses are tingling.
Yeah, it just reminds me of like my grandfather. He'll pick up all the scam calls and talk through with them, thinking that he's like, you know, wasting their time. But by the end of it, he's like completely like involved in the conversation and really like part of it. And before you know it, he's scammed.
That's sweet. I got him good this time, Ian. I only lost $300.
Exactly. That, I'm not even joking. That is almost an exact conversation.
Oh, good Lord.
Oh, man, that's sad.
It's fucking
needs an intervention.
Painful.
Jesus.
Yeah. I mean, I guess it's better than my grandma who has conversations with lizards outside her window and then tells me about it. So,
well, that's
pick
not
your
bad. At least she's not losing money.
At least she's adorable.
You don't know that, man. She could be feeding that lizard God knows what from the house.
Yeah, true that.
At least it's not my grandmother always asking me about my pubes.
So let me ask you guys some questions.
Please, by all means.
Who has been your worst guest?
Oh boy, that's really putting us on blast.
Come on. No, not worst, but like, because that is a very difficult thing to
It's
answer.
Too early to tell.
Well, I think what we can say is there's been one guest that do we want to cross this line?
I completely forgot about that one.
Do we want to cross this line, or do you think we're okay?
I've crossed some lines in this podcast. I've talked about Shoe Nice. I've talked about Elon Musk a bit, Thunderfoot, a lot of different people.
That's true. He's taken some risks. So we'll go ahead and say it. We had Elon Musk on here one time. He's a big douchebag.
And he gave us millions of dollars in perpetual energy. And
we had
what's this about Elon again?
We had a guest that came on, and it was the most uninteresting episode you could have possibly imagined. Like, we'd toss.
Oh, don't say that.
Oh, come on. We tossed.
No, it
like,
was.
Softball questions at him, and his answers were just yes or no's. It was like playing 20 questions.
I know, but I just feel bad because I there's like this tiny chance that he's listening. And I still feel bad
Fuck
about
it.
That.
Well, I don't even think he knows, man.
Yeah. That's what I was saying, why I was like, do we want to cross this line?
I'd be very surprised.
Fuck it, I'll take the hit. I don't care, because I had no attachment.
I was getting beer, I didn't hear you say that. I feel bad for the man.
I mean, I had no attachment, so I'll take the hit. We had a guest that was so bad, we have never not aired the episode, and probably never will.
Yeah, it's like a literal lost Dragon Ball Z GT clip.
Oh,
do you want
well,
it,
yeah,
that's, you can
I
have
want,
it.
I want you to imagine an that's episode of SpongeBob where SpongeBob and Patrick sit in a blank room for 23 minutes and say zero words. Yeah. It's like, it's not even like funny bad or awkward bad. It's just, it's non-content.
And then what was even worse and really made me almost tear up is the guest, you know, after the fact reflect, he's like, you know, I don't think I did very well, so I'm going to edit some audio. Can you guys splice it in?
Yeah.
So my God.
It was embarrassing.
So he sent edited audio that he did after the fact.
Holy shit.
I feel so bad. I really hope he's not listening.
We're not going to call him out because it's not his fault.
But. He's going to know who it is.
He'll know. No one else will.
We don't want other people to know and like give him shit for it. It's just Ian. This guy was a. How do I say this without like giving away too much?
Brick
he's
wall.
The kind of person he makes videos similar to yours, where he's calling out people, you know, and you think, wow, this guy is really clever. You know, he has perfect puns, perfect timing, like clever humor,
perfect scripts.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly, but you don't think those are scripts. You think, wow, this guy must be fun to talk to. And then you realize, oh my God, everything he has ever done was scripted.
Manufactured.
Yeah. I mean, beyond that, though,
Jesus.
You could
beyond
get caught in that sort of thing. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
Beyond that, we've had like people with different energy levels and people who go on different kinds of tangents, but I don't think outside of that we've actually had a bad guest.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, nothing.
Which one of you is loading a gun right now?
Jackson, yeah, remember the episode he wants out.
I'm sure it's Jackson again playing with some weird fucking Lego toy on his desk.
Yeah, but that's understandable, sort of like, Yeah, as long as the person seems human, it's like, okay. Yeah. Like, you can be slightly quiet, but so as long as you can kind of get something out of them, I can understand why that would be.
Yeah, we haven't had anyone, like, noticeably super bad. Like, when I did, like, the Funhouse thing, it was noticeable I was perhaps the worst guest Funhouse had and probably ever will have on their show.
Did they say that to you?
No, they didn't say that, but, I mean, that's what their community agrees on, and I agree as well.
Yeah.
It was abominable. Oh, and we haven't had an experience like that.
I mean, Ian.
I'm just nodding, not in agreement, but to say, okay, I'm listening. I'm listening.
Have you been on many podcasts, Ian?
I've only been on the Philip DeFranco podcast, which is just me and him and some shots of Fireball.
Oh, that sounds fun.
And I think that's it. There's probably some other ones I just can't think of right now because I'm dumb.
Just end it here. Yeah. You peaked.
Yeah.
As Ian just said, he's never been on any other podcasts but this one. This is the only place you can find Ian.
This will be one of the longest ones that I'm on and probably one of the ones that I'm most comfortable in.
That's good.
That's nice. Yeah.
Well, it's very sweet. Okay, that's... Which one made you uncomfortable?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, just sitting there with fucking Philip DeFranco, it's a bit uncomfortable, right? Because it's, you know.
Why? Just because he's...
Have you met him prior to that?
No, I know. It was like, I mean, I fucking showed up and we recorded. And it was like, I mean, I guess that's one way to have a first conversation. I mean,
well, that's basically what we're doing now.
It's completely reasonable. I'm not expecting him to, you know, have fucking lunch or dinner with everyone he brings on beforehand. But it's one of those things where it's like, I mean, as a result, it's going to be a little uncomfortable. I don't know.
That's totally
at the same time, you get genuine first impressions on camera, which you can't really recreate.
That whole shock and awe moment, yeah.
Yeah.
But at that point, it's just uncomfortableness. You're just capturing uncomfortableness.
Yeah, he tries to stave that off with the alcohol, I think.
Ah, right, yeah.
It's a smart... Mm-hmm. I think that's a smart approach for the most part.
One thing one funny thing, though, is that for whatever reason, I went in and I just thought... I think he told me we were filming for the podcast, but that wasn't at all in my head. I thought we were filming some little game segment. And then the conversation we had from then on, I legit thought like it wasn't being recorded.
Oh, well, I had to take a little bit of an edge off.
Yeah, it did. I didn't. Thankfully, I didn't say anything that I wouldn't say to my mother or however the phrase goes. But
you wouldn't kiss someone the way you would.
Yeah,
kiss
the way
mother.
I wouldn't kiss my mother.
Yeah.
Yeah, but yeah, overall it was a good one. I enjoyed it.
That's Have you good. Had any negative experiences with someone in the YouTube community? Maybe you collaborated with someone and it led to just a really uncomfortable situation or product?
Product.
Yeah. Yeah, there's been quite a few videos that just haven't come out because they haven't been what I've envisioned, sort of thing. One of them was a collab with someone. I don't know if he's listening, but it's not really his fault. It's more so the posse he brought with him that was sort of the problem.
Say his name.
Name him.
Come on, you pussy. We named our dude.
No, we didn't. We just made him like the fucking boogeyman.
Hey, as soon as you name your guy, I'll name mine.
Wow.
All right, so nuclear deterrence here. Yeah. Got it.
Mutually assured destruction.
Yeah.
His name was Mega Death Lord. Your turn.
Kaya, that's not his full name. It was Mega Death Lord XX69420.
Wubba lubba dub dub.
Yeah, right. That was in parentheses, number one Rick and Morty fan.
Yeah. What I was going to ask you guys is I'd like to know what, like, channels, what, like, maybe obscure or weird channels you're watching right now on YouTube or have been in the past few years.
Ooh, that, like, I've got a really good small one that I've been going on
a bunch.
I don't think I mentioned him last time we talked about channels, but there's a guy named Doc Future. I think the actual channel name is Doc Future One. He makes like a bunch of original songs based on game songs, but his visuals are just clips from like 80s sitcoms and 90s CDI games that he works in the music. He makes these whole productions out of really shit clips and intentionally bad songs, and I love them. I love everything he makes.
Wow. Yeah, I'm looking at it right now. This seems really unique.
He's only got about 7,000 subs, but I don't know. Everything he does is different from everything else he does. I love him.
Damn, I wish you'd asked me this question when I still had a whole bunch of tabs open. I just cleared house. I used to have a lot of tabs on people that would just make really weird content that I'd find on, like, deep into YouTube subreddits. One of them, like, just his whole channel was dedicated to Mortal Kombat poses of characters in the games. But one that I actively keep up with is Cyber 8, who makes these odd animations that are always just really interesting. I think they're not well done, and they're not well done on purpose, but they're really fun to watch.
Mm-hmm. I'm trying to remember. I'm trying to remember the specific channel, which was basically just like a video a day of basically just like animations of powerlifting or
animations of powerlifting.
He can't actually lift the weights.
It was like these different anthropomorphic like juggernauts just lifting shit, and there were these women with giant pecs and shit like that. Like the body proportions were all out of whack and stuff, and he'd just fuck around with that each day and get them to lift shit. And I don't know why, but I spent like a solid day just clicking through it, jerking off.
That's awesome.
I want to find it now.
What about you, Kai? Is there any smaller channels you keep up with?
Yeah, I mean, I'm trying to figure out a way to put this without boring our listeners, since this is like the fifth time we've talked about small channels we follow. But Ian, do you know incels?
Incels? No, I don't think so. How do you spell that?
I-N-C-E-L. Do you remember Elliot Rodger, the virgin killer?
Yes.
He was an incel, and they have a whole community for people like that. So I follow a lot of channels from those kind of people who are basically just these ugly people or people who have a mental illness, and they just resent women and all of womankind because they cannot get laid. So they just keep making videos about... I'm sure you know that, like, the red pill mindset or the MGTOW, men going their own way, where it's always about...
jerking themselves.
Yeah, like, women are stupid, all women are whores, yada yada. But the incels, they're basically that minus the hope and the pretentiousness. You know how the red pill people, they're like, yeah, this is how you get late. Here's my guide to how you will get any bitch at the bar.
Right.
And they're all pretending, of course, and incels are that minus the getting late lie.
Right.
They're like, yeah, I'm more
focused on the
hate.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm more focused on the hate. And, you know, I want to go full Elliot Rodger on these hoes. That's basically their deal. That's where the Chad meme comes from.
Uh-huh.
The Chad incel thing.
Interesting.
It's a good community. Very friendly to each other.
I thought you were going to list the guy. There's a guy, one specific guy Kaya mentioned on an earlier episode who's now become kind of obsessed with Kaya. He calls him Kayla. It's the cutest thing.
His name is... I don't mention him anymore because people cannot look him up anymore since he deleted his videos. Mm. His name is Kickspashion.
Did he not bring them back?
I did. So, well, what he does is he uploads a video. He keeps them up for like 4 to 5 hours. And then if I catch them at that time, I will re-upload them to a personal channel I made on VidMe.
You're taking his ad revenue. Cool.
Well, no, it doesn't have ads on it. It doesn't even have like 10 views on it. It's for my personal enjoyment. It's because this guy, he has such a funny way of talking. He's such a motherfucker. And all he talks about is how, you know, it's all about the face, dude. You know, I'm ugly, I'm short. You know, bitches, they just don't like me. And I don't know, it's funny comedy to me. He's one of my favorite comedians, whether he wants to be or not.
I totally understand that.
He made a video directed at me saying, hey, Kaya, I know Kayla, he calls me. He made a video calling me out where he's technologically inept, Ian. The way he makes videos is he paints something in paint, and then he takes a video camera and records a screen. So he put me in paint. He painted a bunch of cockroaches on my face, and that was his way of calling me out.
That's fucking awesome. It's like a child.
You need to take some notes from him, Ian. He's got it figured out.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's the real content cop. But yeah, so he made a different video saying, hey, I appreciate you re-uploading all of my videos, but could you not re-upload every single, literally every fucking video that I make? Just re-upload the good ones. That's and I'm against that. I don't want to be the censor. I don't want to be the one who picks and chooses. I'm just going to put all of them up.
Well, it's one of those things. I think we need more people out there that do that, because it's really frustrating to me, because a lot of people will say, like, you know, if I'm trying to find a particular video, people will say, like, oh, yeah, it's up there somewhere. Like, you know, every live stream, every this or that, like, someone will upload it. Someone will screen capture it. But that's so false. Like, there's a good chance you'll find, like, an old clip of a very infamous thing. But there's so much shit that just goes re-uploaded. And it's kind of sad.
It's really sad.
I don't know. I don't necessarily think it's sad, at least not for private people, you know, people who aren't public personalities and all that kind of stuff. I hate the hypocrisy of, you know, people will always talk about, oh, yeah, you cannot delete your Facebook profile. It's so difficult to delete it. Once it's on the internet, it's forever out there. You cannot get rid of it. And they're right. But then this, you know, this, the kind of people who also talk about things like net neutrality, right? Mm-hmm. Which is important, I agree. But they circle jerk about these things. But then they are the same people who will go to your profile, pull up some tweet you made 10 years ago, and then mock you for it.
Yeah.
And they will, like, archive every single tweet you make. And then if you delete it, they will spam it back to you and say, I caught you red-handed.
Mm-hmm.
That to me is a little bit of hypocrisy when you go, it's shit how nothing on the internet can ever be erased, but then you take part in the same culture of never letting anything die on the internet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that makes sense.
I think that's a fair point. I mean, once again, it just ties back to the Rick and Morty fans, though, if you really stop and think about it.
Yeah, they're the number one culprit.
Is there any... need to be purged. How many videos have you deleted on your history... on your channel's history? Because for me personally, I deleted over like 200... Many people know this, but my channel used to be pretty much dedicated to Gears of War one-on-one sniper battles to the tune of screaming music. So I deleted those.
That's fucking awesome.
I've been trying so hard to find if I missed any, if they're still somewhere on YouTube, but I can't find them.
Do you regret deleting them?
Oh, absolutely. I would love to see them now. I used to have some bangers playing in the background that I've been trying to find.
Yeah.
Man, that sucks.
What about you, though, Ian?
I have some deleted videos. I mean, obviously, as far as like gaming shit goes, it's like it's all privatized. But beyond that, I think there's some videos that I've outright deleted. And it was just ones that, I don't know, like, I just wasn't proud of them. I think that there's this one that, let me look it up.
How can you look it up if it's deleted?
You type in iDubbbz deleted video, and then you'll find the re-upload of it.
If anyone out there has saved any of my 200 deleted 1v1s, please message me. I'd love to see them again.
Well, out of the ones that you find when you search iDubbbz deleted video, contrary to popular belief, Slenderman Gangnam Style video is not deleted, but it is privatized. I think I will release it like on some sort of anniversary.
My birthday.
You heard it here, folks. Insider scoop information.
Yeah. There's another one that I deleted. It's called iDubbbz Deleted Video Kickstarter Craft Dark Skies, an Epic Brony Dating Sim Re-Upload.
Oh, that sounds
good. I remember that. Who made that?
iDubbbz did.
Well, yeah, I mean, I made the video. But yeah, it was a Kickstarter project that was made, I think, by Sam Hyde of MDE.
Yes!
And
thank you. Okay.
A few, okay. That was just, I think, some of his buddies, or maybe, I think he... I'm not sure the exact history behind it, but I imagine it was like a convolution of like getting really real people involved who are in the Brony community to like back it in some way so that it seemed legitimate. It's like weaving, you know, some truths into a lie sort of meme.
Did it get backed? Is it completed?
It did get backed. I think it ended up getting suspended or something. But I made the video to start because I thought like, yeah, even if MDE is involved, like it's still like fucking cringy or whatever, so I'll do it. It's pretty much one of these times where it was like, I'm desperate to make a video on a bad Kickstarter project. This clearly is bad, so let me do it. And then, like, I think a few years after that video had, like, ran its course, I was like, I'll delete this video now because I think I look like a bit of a faggot in this video, so
What do you mean?
I deleted it. And like,
your points that you made, or
the points I made were fine, okay. But I think it's this sense of like me feeling duped, sort of thing, to like cover it. It obviously wasn't intended for me. It was more like just a what would you call it? Performance art slash like just fucking trolling. Yeah, just I don't know. I wasn't a fan of it, but it's up there if you want to watch it. Dark Skies, an epic brony dating sim. That's my story.
What about you, Andrew? Because not many people know this, but you used to make a lot of guest commentary for a popular Call of Duty player named Sandy Ravage.
That is correct.
Is there any videos that you seriously regret or have deleted that, you know, might be interesting?
So those I don't at all. I think those are fine. They're definitely products of their time and have aged, I don't know, like if you get what the culture was like back then on YouTube for commentaries and shit, then they're kind of funny. Otherwise, they're just whatever. But not too long ago, I went and unlisted probably half the videos on my channel because they're so radically different than what I do now and such a different style of trying to be entertaining.
You
and
don't
want
to mislead people?
Well, I just found them embarrassing, honestly. Like,
I do that too.
They range from like not funny to Minecraft Let's Play style funny. So yeah. for a good
chunk
of them.
How funny is that?
Exactly.
Yeah.
So
horrible,
I just
kind of funny.
And back then that was okay because that's what people liked and watched and that's what I like doing. But now I think that my style of humor and production has changed so much. I don't want people to have
to say that in like 5 or 10 years that you won't just unlist all these videos?
I mean, there's nothing to say that. I very well could.
No, I'm scared. Kaya, can you start ripping Andrew's videos and upload them somewhere for me?
I have to admit I do the same thing. So
yeah, but I mean, the big reason that I unlisted them is I don't want people to stumble on them and have that be their impression of my channel, you know? I'd rather them see one
that
of the better ones or more modern ones.
Andrew, what I do is I started sometimes drunk streaming on my channel. What I do immediately afterwards is unlist the stream recording because I want to give myself the benefit of the doubt and like sober me would want this gone.
Yeah. That's another reason I stream on Twitch and not on YouTube, because I have that separation where Twitch is like, that's just me being me. And then YouTube is a bit more like polished to it, if that makes sense.
You can take you and mold it into
something
that's digestible.
Like when you're doing a stream and you make a joke, you can't be like, oh no, let me try that again. Yeah. But on YouTube, you can say a punchline 20 different times until you like it. So
yeah. I guess that's a really fair point you've made.
So, yeah.
Ian, so since you've watched a few of the podcast episodes, I'm sure you're familiar with the tradition around here. How do you masturbate? How often? Any interesting stories?
Yeah, I think when I was younger, I'd do the sort of two fingers in the back, I guess, and then thumb in the front.
What?
Do you have a vagina? What's that mean?
I'm confused on the technique.
Oh, fuck,
on
I have
one.
A vagina. Well, that's just the way you would grab it. It would almost be like a fucking lobster claw sort of pinch sort of move. You know what I mean?
Oh, wait, you don't mean two fingers up the arse and one in your dick hole?
No, no, no.
Jackson actually does know a thing or two about lobster claws. Well, his brother does.
Oh, yeah, no, that's my brother.
Yeah, that is your brother.
These days, it's pretty much pretty vanilla. It's just you grab the thing and you go to town.
I still can't. I don't understand the two fingers and thumb on the head.
You're very specifically targeting the areas that feel most good on your shaft. That's why.
What do you mean? It's
I'm just confused on the actual grip. Like, do you even move or do you just like pinch it like hard? You just squeeze.
You lightly pinch it. You don't even need to have that much pressure, really. It's like, I don't know. Like,
it sounds like how you would grip like an RC car remote. It doesn't sound at all like some type of masturbatory grip.
I really don't get it. I'm trying right now.
What else would I grab in that position? Yeah, it seems weird. I guess it's just because it is weird. Like, there's no explaining it because it's just a weird thing to do.
So wait, your thumb's like on the front of your shaft and then your two fingers are like...
Two fingers on the, I think it's called it's not a speculum.
I don't know why you guys have such a hard time visualizing. It's a regular grip, but he removes his like ring finger and the pinky.
Well, it's not a regular grip. Well,
normally,
it's vertical.
And normally you encapsulate the whole penis with your whole hand. This sounds like he's like teacupping it, where he's pinching it between
his fingers. How small is your cock that you can fit your whole hand, your whole cock in your hand?
So I just don't, why is he using two fingers? Is your,
no, not that way. The other way. Vertically.
What's the other way?
Vertically, not horizontally.
Wait, so he's squeezing it? From the top to the bottom?
I'm confused.
All right, everyone put your dick in your hand and let's see who gets closer. We'll take pictures.
Well, do we have to get erect? I mean,
I don't know.
I'm already erect.
My cock's not big enough soft to get this whole technique down, so I'll probably have to get
I'm
erect.
Confused. I just, like a small apple basket, just grabbed my balls and dick and jingle them around like a pair of keys.
A classic.
Do you really jingle your balls while you masturbate?
No, not really.
Oh, okay, good.
But one can believe.
Do you ever do the cup move? Do you ever cup your balls?
Give it a little support so it doesn't dangle below the chair, yeah.
Okay, fair enough.
Is anyone else just holding up their hands looking at how the technique could be done?
I'm still just doing the lobster claw sort of pantomiming.
I'm like a T-Rex at the moment.
T-Rex, nice.
I think we've just invented like 7 new ways to give hand jobs.
That'd be the worst hand job. It's kind of like when you're fingering a girl. You want like the two fingers in there and then the thumb working the clit. And then, but you just take that.
Is the vagina in her thigh?
What?
Oh, I see how you're doing it. You're doing it like a finger gun. I was having my hands going off to the side. That would make sense if it was straight
on. Charlie, can you take a photo for me? I am so confused.
Okay, here, I'll just take a photo.
I need to see what you're dealing with.
All right, yeah.
Ian, you take a photo. Get your dick out.
Yeah, all right. I mean, it seems to me like you guys have probably had this conversation a number of times.
No.
No?
Not this particular one.
We've never talked about masturbating on the podcast
before. Oh, here we go. So let me drop some terminology on you. Okay. You would have your fingers mostly on the frenulum.
Hold on, teacher. Let me take
Isn't
notes.
That in your nose?
Wait, the taint? Or no, you're talking about the banjo string.
I don't. Maybe? Yeah, it's the banjo string.
Yeah.
I'm talking about the sort of
the
that seam that the you know, the doctor's.
What, the straw hat.
Yeah. What fret is that? What note am I going for?
Oh my god. When did you get your YouTube thing?
What are you talking
about? I just noticed that. It's hanging on your wall.
Oh, I've had that for a long time. I just never did anything with it.
Oh, you guys are really sending pics to each other.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, it's we want to make sure we understand this correctly, and we'd hate for rumors to spread.
Yeah, that's what I'm doing. I'm just, my hand's like flat.
We want zero room for error in this.
Mm-hmm. I gotcha.
Right, so Charlie, you want to bring that thumb down that it's parallel to the...
Put it on the Discord and have Ian critique my technique, my form.
Okay. Well, that's just a finger gun.
Well, it's a finger gun with a twist, and that's the impression I was under.
Oh, yeah, you're right. All right. Where's the chat?
Is that anywhere close?
Okay, so the thumb should be down.
Yeah, like parallel to the fingers, right?
Right, right.
This is the most confusing thing, like how you guys cannot get this
in
20
minutes. Are you talking about fighter piloting it?
He said that his thumb was towards the top.
So like a jet fighter pilot, like you've got the two fingers on the throttle and the thumb on the missiles. And you
what are you fucking talking about?
Now I completely get what he's talking about. Okay. Yeah. You're jet fightering it.
Oh, right. You got the two fingers behind the stick and then one
finger
on top.
Imagine that you're gripping a jet throttle. You got to hold the throttle with your fingers and shoot the missiles staggering. With your thumb.
I get you.
Right. I get it.
Yeah, now I get it.
Solid technique, Ian.
You should have just used military lingo.
So while you're doing it, do you like twist and turn?
I'm not even sure if that is what I'm talking about.
Well,
while
you follow up question, then while you're doing it, do you like twist and turn it and go like meow, do 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 do, fire the missiles?
Come in my eye.
We've got a man hit, tango down. We have to go in the stealth entrance.
Yeah, something like that.
That's fair.
I typically make train noises.
Here comes the train. That's what I usually say.
Did you call yourself the conductor?
No, well, no, I'd never do that.
Not you.
Come doctor.
Anyway. Ooh. Ooh, nice. That's better.
That's a good technique.
The train conductor, do you have a dead man switch too if you pass out during jerking off? So the porn stops.
Deletes the hard drive. I was just going to see if Ian perhaps shares a similar experience to Kaya in which he jacks off onto posters by any chance. That's something we haven't talked about in a while.
As a child.
Posters? No. I don't think I ever have.
That's a shame.
You haven't lived. All right.
Good one.
Well, I mean, I thought you were going to tell him about it.
Yeah. Just like an invitation. Here, you do something weird. Tell him about it.
I don't know. I guess enough time didn't pass for it to be still funny to me.
It's a $50,000 poster, Kai. I'd take more pride in your work.
Yeah, I mean, there anybody, feel free to go to a Patreon and you can buy the poster that I used to jizz on.
That's an actual true thing.
That is an actual true thing. I was just gonna say. So, Ian, 2017's been kind of a massive year for your channel. Is there anything you think has been your best work this year, or what do you think has been your best work? I'm sure you feel something has been your best. What is it?
I don't know. I think the best work was the Tana video, just because it's like everything worked out perfectly. Like it was like, hey, we expect her to act a certain way. We go there, like this big commitment was like fucking 7-hour drive from San Diego to San Francisco, bought fucking $200 worth of tickets, probably like $100 worth of merchandise, and was surrounded by a bunch of little girls. None of them recognized me, or the one girl that did recognize me was like behind us in the line and just kept quiet the whole time because she knew we were pulling a meme. It just fucking everything worked perfectly. Even after it all happened, like she had no fucking idea it was me, which meant I could take an extra like week to work on the video. Yeah, everything was just fucking like flawless on that video.
Do you think it had a massive effect on her channel?
No, not at all.
Oh, well,
I don't subscribe to ideology of. Yeah, it's like. It's been very, like, irritating because it's, like, this stupid expectation thing where it's, like, if it doesn't happen, then it's, like, you know, maybe not a good video or whatever. And it's, like, well, that's not the intention. So it's just it's good that we're having some channels that aren't immediately dying because of a video to show that it has nothing to do with the content comp and it has everything to do with the type of videos they're putting out.
Yeah.
Have you ever killed a channel at all, ever?
Is there anything you've done? No, people will say things, but...
It's correlation. Like, when Leafy's channel started to lose popularity, they attribute it to the content cop. I was just going to say, it's pretty clear you make the content cops purely for entertainment, not to set out to ruin a career or something. So is it kind of frustrating how a lot of your fans will think, oh, Ian is like a bounty hunter. He's out there to take out competition or other channels.
Yeah. I mean, it kind of has that element, so I'm not going to say that it's, like, purely entertainment. It's also, like, it's entertainment plus my opinion, which is I do not like what this person's doing, and I'm going to call them out for it. So that sort of spin on it can be twisted into, you know, the result that we have now, which is, you know.
It kind of ties back into the cult thing, doesn't it?
It does. Absolutely. 100%.
Every single time I see some shitty video posted on Reddit or something where you go into the comments and it's like people dislike the person in the video and they go, oh man, I cannot wait until iDubbbz calls him out. Oh man, Ethan from H is going to ruin him. Do you really need that? I mean, it's so obvious that these people...
Well, it's one of those things. I prefer these people who leave comments like that to make the video themselves. You know, Keemstar was going on and on and on. He was DMing me. Where's that Jake Paul content cop? Make a content cop of Jake Paul. It's like, hey, faggot, if you're so passionate about this guy, you make a fucking video. Like, if you think he's done that many terrible things, you make a fucking video about it. Don't tell me to do it. You do it. Since you have such a great opinion.
Well, I guess we should throw out our next discussion, which was, would you make that content cop for us?
Next content cop official podcast.
Oh no, please. I would legitimately love that and hope you do.
That's low hanging fruit. There's
take me down.
It's too easy.
You just have to like Google our name and the first result's gonna give you a fucking paragraph of things to do.
Really?
I mean, you could just probably go to the comments. I'm sure there's plenty.
Yeah. Oh yeah. No, that ship has sailed. If I would have done that, I would have planned a stunt where I'm like, yeah, absolutely, guys, wink, wink. I'd love to be on the podcast with you. And the whole thing is just like carefully planned to get very specific information from you.
So how methodical are you?
Maybe you're just an amazing actor and that's what you're doing right now.
Yeah, wait, how actually methodical are you? How much effort do you go through to, like, plan these content cops?
I mean, I have an idea of, like...
He's catching a killer.
I have an idea of, like...
Gotta get in the mindset, think like a killer.
Yeah, it sounds like he does do a lot of research.
Oftentimes it doesn't require much, right? Like, when Ricegum put out his video essentially asking for a content cop a year ago, it was like, at that time I was like, yeah, like, I could easily do that at any point in time. It's just a matter of, like, you know, if I wait a year, he's going to do a lot more dumb shit. And, you know, sure enough, he did a completely fraudulent giveaway. He, smashed Gabby's phone. Just, like, a number of things just happened in that year. So it's like, yeah, you know, people who are kind of, yeah, have shitty tendencies are going to continue to do their shitty things and have bad habits. Yeah, right. You could tell after my video on Ricegum, like, he actually amped up everything he was doing. He's now flexing more. He's now, like, he even showed his shoes, his $5,000 shoes off to his mom in one of his recent videos.
Oh,
and
she must have been
so
proud.
It was fucking depressing. Oh. It was depressing.
Why, she living in, like, some shitty shack?
She was like, I make that amount of money in 2 months or something like that. And it was like, fuck.
Wow.
This isn't funny. Like, I don't get what sort of dark comedy you're going with here, but it's gonna win some awards.
Was she run down and depravity. Was she run down and in like a shack or some shit in Asia?
I mean, compared to where he's at, basically.
That's sad. Thought he would have. If he's living in a mansion and flexing real hard, like spending hundreds of thousands of dollars a month or whatever, I thought he would have at least put his mum up somewhere nice.
Yeah, I mean, she has her own fucking hustle, I imagine. I think their family is living in Las Vegas, so they're not doing that poorly.
Right. I was going to ask a question.
Well, I was just going to say, we've talked about Ricegum like a couple times over the history of the podcast. He's my personal least favorite person on the site. Does it make you kind of upset that he really kind of gained a lot from a content cop, and a lot of other people that are just scumbags on the site kind of look forward to a content cop because they know it'll just drive them more attention?
Yeah.
That's a good point. I think it does do that, but I think it's more like just making people aware of this person, because it's like that sort of benefit is short-term gain. Like, yeah, like there is a boost in views and all that, but it's like, I don't know. I don't see, you know, I see a lot of different artists getting signed, getting record deals or whatever right now, but you'd think since he's so passionate about his music and he wants to be a musician so badly, he would have been signed by now, but he's not. And I think that's because a good amount of people in the industry just do not respect him. That doesn't mean that he won't get signed. It just means that, you know, people are becoming, it's just like, it's kind of laying the groundwork, the content cop, in a lot of ways, because it's just like, this is just a catalog of some of the shitty things they've done.
The spark of rebellion.
Yeah, in some ways.
The fuck does that mean, Jackson? Is that like the Star Wars term?
Pretty much. I think that was from Rogue One.
Oh, God.
But, yeah, it's just, I mean, it's kind of whatever. Like, it's for entertainment. If people want to continue to support the channel, that's perfectly fine. I'm not opposed to that. Like, I'm sure a lot of people have good reason to support channels that I make content cops on, and, you know,
yeah,
I mean, it's still entertainment at the end of the day. Like, if you are entertained by someone, you know, constantly flexing on you and making really horrible jokes, like, then fucking great, like, keep watching it if that's your entertainment.
What did you think of his diss track?
It's very reminiscent of the previous ones. I can't speak much on the musical side of things because I just like have a horrible ear. Yeah, well, I also just have a horrible ear. Like, Dave helped me out so much on all that stuff. Boy in a band. So
yeah.
As far as the music goes, I'll let a music critique it. But as far as the video goes, it was complete garbage. It's like, didn't really change it. He removed the women and replaced it with a stand-in of me. So it's like, I don't know. It's still in the mansion. It's still doing these sort of same generic, I'm going to wave my arms around like an orangutan sort of video.
Yeah. Did the lyrics get to you?
Oh, yeah. When he said that I look like Inspector Gadget, that really fucked with my mind.
Could imagine.
No, like everything was just the most basic shit. I didn't even actually mention any of the lyrics or any of that shit in the deputy video because it was all such low hanging fruit. It was the most generic shit imaginable. But
right, what was up with the weird spoken poetry bit in the middle? Like the song just cuts out for a second. Well, a minute.
Everyone's
or so,
consensus just... on that was that it was the worst thing that he could have done.
It was really weird. He just turned it into like slam poetry or something.
Yeah, as a slam poetry virtuoso, I was less than impressed with that bit.
Really weird. Maybe he just ran out of time in the booth.
I think the ghostwriter kind of called it a day, but Ricegum wanted to keep going.
That would have been a funnier bit. I had all these expectations of like what he could do. I said, man, Jake Paul could be a really good thing to do. Like bringing Jake Paul in for this, you know, pretty much any cameo could have been fucking awesome for him, but he didn't do any cameos. He didn't have any support behind him.
Yeah. What a douche.
I guess this can actually tie into a question. I don't know if he has many YouTube friends, but I know you're pretty tight with some big YouTube creators. Do you think that... I completely forgot the question. Congrats on your YouTube friends, though. Jesus.
Jesus, Charlie.
I totally forgot. My girlfriend was pulling out, and I thought she was going to hit the tree. So I could...
Pulling out?
Of the driveway.
Oh,
the
car, right, yeah.
Once again, congratulations on the friends.
Thank you, man. That really means
I want to know the question now. What the hell? Andrew, help us out.
Yeah, Andrew, help me out. What was my question?
I don't know.
That's
my
boy.
Don't know. I'm just sad right now.
Oh, God. I fucking blanked, too. I'm sorry.
We're usually on the same wavelength. We finish each other's sentences and all that, but I guess he really let me down real hard today. Yeah. Andrew, I know you had a ton of questions before coming in here, but you haven't asked too many. Is there anything you had on your mind that you wanted to get off your chest before we wrap up?
I feel like we covered most of them, actually.
Andrew, hit him with a question, goddammit.
Okay, how you doing?
You know, I'm good. I'm pretty...
All right, good. I have a follow-up question to that. In Content Cop number 37, you clearly said that you wouldn't be doing this series anymore if it meant it would bring actual physical harm to your channel, and yet you got into a fist fight last week because of the newest episode. Can you explain that?
I can't tell if this is a joke you're running or if this is real news.
Well, that's a joke. But I guess that just ruined the joke.
You got you good.
Oh.
The only joke here is your answer, Ian.
Yeah.
I regret.
Ooh,
I regret
we're ending on a real good note.
Yeah, I regret throwing you.
Yeah, that's what you get when you force me to ask questions.
I mean, I was expecting something easy. Like, do you like sports, Ian? What's your favorite sport? Favorite book?
What's your favorite? Sports, all right. Final question for real, Ian. What's your favorite book about sports?
John Cunningham's To Throw a Pass.
Ooh. What I thought you'd go with Did It by O.J. Simpson.
Yeah, for real. That was an easy one.
Yeah, I'm not well-versed.
It's not okay.
Not a sporty guy.
Do you have any last questions for us, Ian, before we leave you to this podcast?
Yes, and you all have to answer in unison.
Okay.
Ooh.
How did you enjoy this podcast?
I think that survey. If we tighten it up the graphics on level 3, it could be great.
It was... I also like sports.
Cool.
I'm no longer a fan.
I'll be waiting with bated breath for the Content Cop episode.
Sweet.
I can't wait to see what parts make it in.
Yeah.
By all means, Ian, plug anything you'd like. Anything coming up that you're excited about? Any of your YouTube friends that you're really happy to have as YouTube friends? Plug them all.
Oh, yeah, of course. Yeah, no, I don't have anything to plug. Just keep watching my channel.
That was easy.
Where can they find you? iDubbbz.tv. IDUBBZTV.
Yeah, that's
go
it.
Go there.
Thank you.
Go watch him.
Bye, everybody.
Thanks for
having us. Thanks for watching. I hope this met your expectations.
Goodbye, audience.
I mean, it was really just kind of a make-a-wish fulfillment for Jackson more than anything.